website.
What's his name?
We're live.
Shoot, always sits next to you.
Oh,
George.
Yeah. Do you want to test the speaker before I call the meeting to order? All right, we're good to go. Let her finish up and...
Tom, would you go big time on us there?
I had this all along.
Oh, heavy.
I can't operate one
Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, February 9th, 2026, and it is 6:01 p.m. First order of business is establish a quorum. Cody?
All right. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Bill Stewart.
Present.
George Kramer. Jack Cole.
Here.
Roger Hanez.
Here.
Tom Holman.
Here.
Devin Sonnefeld. Rick Castro.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Did you call my name?
Oh, no, he did not.
Yes.
Howard's
here. Kitchen.
Here.
Still have a quorum.
All right.
I have to start without the head guy.
All right, that's awesome. So next we'll move into an explanation of meeting procedures, please.
All right, I would like to welcome everyone to the February 9th, 2026 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter into evidence Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps as Exhibit A, staff report for each case as Exhibit B, and a staff file including all information for each case as Exhibit C. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at this public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present your sign-up sheet and give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. Anyone in the all comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in the audience. I'll give it back to you, Howard.
All right. Awesome. The first item that we've got is review in action. We've got election and of chairman and vice chairman. Cody, you want to lead that?
We did it last month.
We did it last month. You're it.
So
you're right now.
Yes. By the way, you were the chair again.
I missed last month, by the way. So.
That's what you get for missing.
You want to?
Do you want to here make a motion?
Make a motion. The limit to the meeting.
Let me do the minutes first. The minutes. Okay. Next item we've got, review and action of the January 12, 2026 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes presented?
I would move to approve as presented.
We've got a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Minutes stand approved.
I'd like the motion to limit the hearing 4 minutes.
4 minutes?
Okay, that'd be for everyone except the applicant,
okay.
A limit of 4 minutes. So we've got a motion for that. Got a second for that?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right.
So we'll limit public time to 4 minutes. Okay. So tonight we have two rezones and we've got two conditional use permits. The one thing I'd like to let everyone know, if you're out in the audience for a rezone, is our job is to hear what the application is, and then we make a recommendation. We vote on it, approve or not approve, but it's approving a recommendation. So we're not the final approval authority. That would be the Taney County Commission. And that meeting normally is on Mondays, right? But next week it's Tuesday because
yes,
of the holiday?
We've moved them to Tuesdays. So okay. That's a recurring event now. It's always on Tuesday now.
Okay. So that meeting would be Tuesday, February 17th, and that's 9 a.m., right, Cody?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So the first rezone application we have is for 1250 Iowa Colony Road.
Yes, so case number RZ2026-001. If you guys remember, you tabled this from last month. Subject property, 1250 Iowa Colony Road, Hollister, Missouri, Oliver Township, Section 24, Township 22, Range 22, to request. Steven, give your last name.
Sarkissian.
Is that pretty close?
Yes, sir.
Let me finish.
Oh.
Thank you, sir. Is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request of one part of one parcel, number 18-6.0-24-002-003-015.000. Like I said, located at 1250 Iowa Colony Road, Hollister, Missouri. The existing property is right now zoned R2, which is one or two family residential district. The rezoning request is for the new lot that they're proposing. It's a 2-acre lot, is C2, generalized commercial. Site description, the property is 9.63 acres in size, but he's looking to cut out a 2-acre parcel, and I'll show you again kind of what he's looking at. Water is American Water. Sewer is Taney County Regional Sewer District. History: on July 12, 2023, the land grading permit was issued to 1234 Holding LLC for 5.16 acres. That permit is still active. It has not been closed. On October 16, 2023, the Taney County Commission voted to rezone the subject property from A1 to R2, single family and two family residential district. That's in the holding of 1234 Holding LLC. Okay, with that, I'll kind of take you into it, show you where it's at. Okay, so it's on Iowa Colony Road. So here's our parcel way over here. Here's 65, and you can see where we're going towards the lake there. A little closer, Iowa Colony Road here. Jack, what is the name of this road officially now? Is it still?
Historic 165.
Still Historic 165? Yeah. Okay. So it's right here at the corner of Iowa Colony and Historic 165. A little bit closer, you can see the property. It's a pretty good size overlooking the lake. Got some residential to the, I guess that'd be the east, northeast. A little bit closer. So here's our zoning as of right now. Like I said, it's R2. You got some A1 across or to the west of it. Got some R1 to the northeast of it. And we got ag across the road. And we got a little bit of C2 further across the road to the west. So I kind of drew out what he's thinking. So this is roughly what he's thinking about a 2-acre lot for his septic. So he meets the density requirement he needs. He's going to leave the rest R2. That's something we can discuss. This is me looking. I'm on Iowa Colony. I'm looking straight out. So you can see it looks down at like the Point Royale area. It's all been cleared. Like I said, that land disturbance permit's in place. So looking back to your left, this is looking to your right. Kind of another shot of the property itself. So with that, we'll bring up the applicant. I've got some different information here we can get into. Jack went out being over Roden Bridge and did some scoping on line of sight for the roadway entrance, for his commercial entrance, and then also got us some traffic counts. But when we get to that point, we'll bring it up. So with that, I'll turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening. So much for taking the time. I got nervous again. I'm so sorry. So pretty much my initial goal is, like I said in the last meeting, we moved out here about 2 years ago, and I want to build it where the 2 acres, where the space is at. We try to build a place right there where we could try to put a restaurant, a fine dine restaurant. Will be pretty much like an American culture steakhouse. And it'll pretty much roughly around, like, let's say close to about 5,000 square foot with the patio sitting over the looking over the view. So where the spot is closely will be towards the end. We end up with the Roden Bridge. We figured out our parking to be able to make it the best place to be. Instead of on Iowa Colony, we're going to be on 165 entering in from pretty much right about there. And I think it'll be a great opportunity to be able to bring money into the community, also jobs for the community, and we don't have something nice like that in the area. And the vision that I have, I'm not sure if they have the picture of it, the way we had the vision of the restaurant to be able to sit on top. I think it's, I have a big vision for it. And I think it'll be a great little thing that we could be able to do for the community.
We did add your picture that you submitted
okay.
to it.
Originally, there was a question about that little sliver of property in front where it looks like you're going to egress. Is that still a question mark? Or
which part? I'm so sorry.
Well, yes. That
little piece of the
bottom. Yeah.
Sliver.
So we're working on with the owner of that property. So they're the ones that sold it to next door to right there, that house right there. They sold it, and I guess when it was time for closing, they took back the property. They took that out of the zoning, out of the deal. But they said if we needed to, they're able to be able to give me more property to the left side of them to be able to make it happen. But from the way when we ended up going, the measurements, we're able to make the road over there, so we didn't even need that property, but I'm still inquiring for that. So I have my real estate agent contacting them, but we're not able to get in contact with them at all.
But with the property that you have, Jack, they can make it work.
Well, I mean, I believe you'll have to still cross that piece, right?
So ours is when we put the mark was about right here. And
yeah, it's right there on the property line, basically.
It looks like that piece goes right to the property line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would have to buy it.
So we're working on that, but if it's needed, we still are able to. So what they said, they're able to give me from here all the way to here.
Yeah. Sell to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sell you this, a little piece of this right here?
Correct.
And actually, that'll help the site distance even more. I mean, it exceeded the minimum requirements, yeah. But that would help even more. So.
Okay.
Either way, he can get an entrance in there.
Okay.
So what is that structure there?
The house.
That is a house?
It's a house of some sort. It's I don't know if it's a nightly. It's under an LLC, so I don't know.
I think they wrote a letter promoting this project. Correct?
They did.
In favor of it?
Yeah, it's in your packet. Yeah.
So they said if it's needed, we could be able to even tear down the shed that's right next to it. They said we could tear that down and give you that part of the land that we'll sell to you just to help you out. Great neighbors.
So again, I wasn't here last month. So this came up and the decision was made to table it because of that parcel on the front?
So we didn't know, Jack didn't know if they could even make
originally it. Originally, it was going to come in.